Okay, let's get into Nida Daf Chav Gimel, and we are on Chav Beis Mabez. Let's start by the two dots again, and then we will continue here in Perek HaMapelas. Perek HaMapelas says the Gemara. If you remember, the Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. If a woman has a type of excretion, some type of mass that comes out of her body, we're not sure if it's a leda or nida or what is it. So it depends what it looks like. So the Mishnah had said that if it looks like dogim, chagavim, shkatsim, or matzim, if it looks like fish or grasshoppers, so then it only depends if there's dam with it. If there's dam with it, then it's a nida. She's tamei b'shem nida. And if not. What happens if it looks like an animal? Hamapelasmin behema chayav oaf. So that was a machlokas. So if it looks behema chayav oaf, so Rabbi Meir says yes, it is a leda, and you go by whether it's male or female. Male, you consider it as if it's a male birth, and female if it's a female birth. And the Chacham say no. If it doesn't have Tzuras HaAdam, it's no Vlad. Kol she'ein bo Mitzuras HaAdam, ein no Vlad, says the Chachamim. That's what we paskin. Rabbi Meir says, though, that if it looks like an animal, at least, and again, interesting, it's only like those kind of animals, and obviously not the dogim, chagavim, shkatzim, or amasim. That's not good enough. But behema chayva of is. So now the Gemara is wondering, what is the source for that? So, Amar Yudam Shmuel, my time with Rabbi Meir. So, first try, what is the reason for Rabbi Meir? We're going to have a couple of pshatim on today's daf. What is the svara for Rabbi Meir? So, Amar Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, my time with Rabbi Meir, hol v'namra bo yitzira ka'adam, because the verb in Maisa Bracious that is used by Adam is also used by Behema Chayva Ov, Vayitzer, Hashem created Vayitzer. So Gemara says, okay, how about the other? How about another possibility? Elamei Ata, Hamapel Dmus Tanin. So what about if a woman is Mapil, the Dmus of a Tanin, some type of sea creature, Teimot Tamei Aleda? So too, the mother, according to Rabbi Meir, should be Tamei Aleda. Hol Venemar Bo Yitzir Ka'adam, that also has a Lashon of creation. Shenemar Vayivra Lokim, Es Hataninim Agdolim. Rad Hashem created them. So you see the word. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not the same word. Amri, Dunin, Yitzira, Mi Yitzira, Fe Dunin, Berea, Mi Yitzira. It's not the same word. We're saying that if you have the same word Yitzira, so that by the Taninim, it says Berea, and therefore you can't compare. And maybe what's a little bit behind this line of the Gemara is that there's a difference between the two, not just the different words, like often it means, like Zera Shavas, but it could be that the Ramban idea is a little bit behind it. But there's a difference between what Berea is and what Yitzira is. In English, we don't have two different words to say created. We could say something from something and something from nothing. But that's what the Ramban says is the difference between Bria and Yitzira. If you look back at the Ramban, at the beginning of the Torah, the Ramban, the first pasuk in the Torah, it's a long Ramban, but the Ramban there says, commenting on Rashi, says the Ramban, Va'atash ma pirish ha-mikra al-pshuto nachonu barur. Listen to this pshat of the pasuk that I'm going to tell you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara kol ha-nivraim me afisa muchletes. Hashem created everything from total nothingness, which we can't understand. We can't understand what that means. What do you mean nothingness? We can understand that space, there's something, there is space, but there is nothing in the space. There's an empty room. So we know that room exists, but it's empty. We can't understand how you can be empty from space. Hashem created space. Hashem created time. That is beyond our hasaga. We can't, but that's what Hashem did. That's what the Ramban says. Hashem created everything. It was afisa muchletes, which we could only say the words complete nothingness, but we can't really understand what it means, complete nothingness. Ve'ein etzleinu b'lashon hakodesh b'hotzas hayesh me'ayin ela lashon bara. In lashon hakodesh, this type of event of creating something from afisa muchletes is called bara. Ve'ein kalanase tachad hashemesh olamala, and there is nothing under the sun or above the sun. That we have that was created from the original. Nothing today, says the Ramban, was like this chair or a shtender or that's nothing's yesh b'ayin. Even the trees, even the original, whatever we see is not yatsar. It's all stage two. Hashem created, so to speak, some type of matter, spiritual matter. Aval hotzi min ha'efes ha'gabar ha'mochlat yisod dak ma'od. Ein bo mamish. Some type of matter, which also we can't fathom, but we could try to put it into our understanding. Sometimes you have clay, and you form the clay into a shape. So Hashem created some type of powerful clay that he was going to use to then form the world. Avahu koach mamsi. But it's not, again, physical. It's a koach. It's a koach of creation. Muchan lekabel atzura. V'latzeis ben hakoach el hapoel. V'hu hachomer harishon hanikra liyivanim hiyuli. Some type of matter. V'yachar hahiyuli lo bara davar avol yatzar v'asa. After the creation of that first hiyuli, there was no more bara. There was no more yesh mi'ayin. There was no more afisa mochletes. It was now stage two, yatzar. He was Yotzer, Uva Asa, ki mimenu him siakol, vihilbish hatsuros, vitikinosam. That's the Ramban. Vidak yeshamayim, vakolasher bohem chomer achad, vaharet vakolasher bohem chomer achad. Right, everything in the heavens came from, he formed, he took the Yuli and made it into one type of creation. Right, the heavens and the moon and the stars, the constellations, the Ramam Yisodiator, in Mada. And then the earth is another. Vakadosh Baruch Hu bara elu, shneihem me'ayin. Both of those, the Shemayim and the Aretz, were shneihem me'ayin. Vishneihem levadam nivraim vahakol na'asim mehem. And everything is created from them. If you look at the Drashas Ramban, Rav Shavel quotes it on the bottom. Nekuda p'chusa migargir chardol. A tiny little dot smaller than a mustard seed. There was some type of matter that was used to create the Shemayim and the Aretz. Right, that's also from the Ramban. Back to the on top. Tohu v'amilo nigzra milo shonam b'toeh al harishonos shemibneshim ba ha'adam l'gzar boshem toeh v'nimlach l'kar b'shem acher. Why is it called tohu v'avohu? What's tohu? A person tries to think about it and he wonders and he can't figure out what it is. He's tohe. He's like, well, he doesn't understand it. Ki lo lavash sura sh'yitfaz ba shem klal. We don't have a word to explain what it is. That's tohu, was that first stage. V'hatsura hanilbeshes L'chomer hazeh nikreis b'lashon hakodesh bohu. And the tzura, the hiuli that he created is called bo. That's tohu v'avohu. And v'ami lo merkeves, and bohu is two words. Klomer bohu. Bohu is bohu. In it is the power. In it is the koach hamamsi. So tohu is the lashon of person sees and person can never recognize what it is, and he's just metameh. Bo in it, klomer lo tu chalaseu b'chuser v'chulu, and he continues. Right, and that's what as the Ramban reflects here, the different stages of different areas of creation. That's what the Rambam also discusses here in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, which means it's not just extra philosophy that one does not have to know. If the Rambam puts it in Mishnah Torah, it means this is halacha that we have to know. And that's what the Rambam says, talks about the two different levels, or the four different levels of creation in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah in the second parak. Kol ma shebarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamo nechlak l'shlosha chalakim. Hashem created three different spheres. Right, parallel, again, not exactly the same as the Ramban, but three spheres. Mehem bru'im shehem mechubarim migolam b'tzura. And that is, number one, items, creations that have a golam and a tzura, a form and a hard to translate these words. It means that they have a physical creation, like humans. They may have them, but if sudden tamid, we are created and we get worn out. Kamo gufos ha'adam veha behem avat smachim ha'mateches. Everything in this world that we call earth, right, that is one level. And then there are others that are physical, but they're not like humans. There's no growing and getting worn out. That's sun and the stars. They're physical, but they're different than human beings, right? The earth, the moon has been here for thousands of years, right? Unlike any human being, unlike any tree, right, which comes and goes. Ve'en galmam kishar galamim v'lo tzurasam kishar tzuros. Number two. And number three, umehem bruim tzura b'lo golam klau. And some of them have a tzura without a golam. Golam, we might mean physical matter, but tzura is some type of, again, form. Malachim have tzura. So they're invisible. So what does tzura mean? Behema malachim, shemalachim einam guf v'gviya elatzuros nifrados zu mizu. So the Rama himself has those three areas of creation. The Ramban has the two, And that's alluded to maybe in this difference between Yitzira and Berea. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, within the Shita of Rabbi Meir, Shmuel tells us, why does Rabbi Meir say that Tzura of Behema is Tame Mishum Leida? Because it uses that Lashon by animal. I use the Lashon by Tanin also. No, that's Yitzira and not Bria. Amri done in Yitzira, mi Yitzira, mi done in Bria, mi Yitzira. So the Gemara says, so my nafgamina, does it really make a difference for Gzeira Shava? So it's a little bit different, not exactly the same word. Hatana de Verbi Shmuel, Veshava Kohen Uba Kohen. We know, by Saras. Zui Shiva, Siva, Zui Bia. We know that we have Gzeira Shavas, even if the word is not exactly the same. Va'od, and if you want, you could also switch the word. Nigmar Bria, Mibria. So why are you saying, focusing on Yitzira? Just learn Bria, and this, even this could be included. Dichsiva Yivra Lekibesa Adam Bitzalmo. You could have, by Adam it also says Bria. So maybe we should learn that Gzeira Shava from Tanin, instead of the Yitzira from Behema. Gemara says, Amri Vayivra Legufe. It says the word Vayivra by man for itself. That's not extra. And therefore you can't use that for Gzeira Shava. Vayitzer Laafnuye. The Vayitzer, that's the one that is extra to be open for Gzeira Shava. If it done in Yitzira, mi Yitzira. Skavar says, why don't you say the opposite? Adar Abba, Vayitzer Legufe. Vayitzer is the one that's needed to teach me the story itself. Vayivra Laafnuye, Vedun in Bria, mi Bria. So Gemara says, rather as follows. There are three levels of Gzeira Shavas. Most inferior, weakest, medium, and strongest. So Ela Vayitzer Mufne Mishtet Stadim. Mufne Gabi Bahadim, Mufne Gabi Behema. Vayitzer, that word is Mufne, is open from both sides of the Gzeira Shava, and that makes it the strongest type of Gzeira Shava. Mufne Mishtet Stadim, any type of kashes fall away, because it's open for both sides. Vayivra, gabi adem, mufna, gabi taninim, eno mufna. Vayivra might be extra by man, but not by taninim, and therefore, it's not as strong of a gzeira shava, and therefore, we darshan the vayisra gzeira shava, which compares adam to behemos, chayos, and not to tanin. So let's explain. My mufna, gabi behema, where do you see that it's mufna, gabi behema? We say vayitzer is mufna by both, ilem, amidachsif. Vayas alokim es chayos aretz. It already says, Hashem create made, but that's another word. Asiya. So we have Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. So the Asiya is just making maybe even once you have the raw materials. Bria is the first step, Yitzira is the second step, and Asiya is the third step. Meaning what we do. So is it by Behemoth? Because it says Vayas by the Chayos, and it says Vayitzer. So that's what you see, that Vayitzer is extra. It's also extra by Tana. Dichsev is called Remes HaAdama. Viksev Yivra Elokim Es HaTaninim HaGdolim. Remes, answer, Remes, the cause of Rahman, Hasam Diabashahu. That Remes HaAdama, that's talking about the terrestrial, the land creatures, and not the water creatures, and therefore it's not referring to the Tanin. So, the Gemara ends up saying, we saved our Gzeira Shava, we explain why we darshan A and not B. So Gemara says, what's the difference? Again, a very important line in general for Gzeira Shavas. Why should it make a difference? If we compare the two contexts, we should compare. Nafkamina, Dam Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. Kol Gzeira Shava, Shinim Mufna Kol Iker, in Lamei Dememena. Any Gzeira Shava which has no words that are extra, so then we can't learn from it. We can't say that, oh, Hashem put this word in there to connect it to another parsha in the Torah. If it's not Mufna at all, then it's out. Mufna bitzad echad. So that's a machlokas. L'Rabbi Yishmol made the name Yishivin. According to Rabbi Yishmol, that's very strong. Even if it's only open on one side, it's strong enough to counter any questions. L'Rabbanan made the name Yishivin. The Rabbanan say, no, you can learn the Gzeira Shava, but you could also knock it out if you have a reason not to compare. Mufna bishneit stadim devriyakol amedin ve'ein Yishivin. So that is the difference between Mitzad Echa Mishay Satam. So Gemara says, "Boa minute." So according to Rabbi Shmuel, we still don't understand the difference. For Rabbi Shmuel, Ma'ika be Mufna Mitzad Echa LeMufna Mishay Satam. According to Rabbi Shmuel, even if it's only Mufna Mitzad Echa, it's only open on one side, you still can't ask any kashas. So what's the difference for him in terms of the power? Nafkamina deHecha deIka Mufna Mitzad Echa uMufna Mishay Satam. If you have a choice, you're right. Both of them are able to be learned and strong enough to hold up. But if you have a choice what to do, shavkinan mufna mitzarechad, v'alfina mufna mishtei tzatim. You leave the one that's only open on one, and you learn the one that's open on two. Ulahachi afni rachmana, lebehema mishtei tzatim. And that's why we assume the gzera sheva by behema is open on both sides. Ki hechi jelo nigmar mimufna mitzarechad. So you don't learn it from tzarechad, and that is tanin. And then we learn the gzera sheva from behema and chaya, and not tanin, and only a vlad, or a vlad, or a mass that looks like behemah v'chai is going to be tummy, according to Rabbi Meir, and not according to, and not by tanin. Stop there for, you know, let's just finish the sugya, and then we'll talk about Gzeirah Shava. Rav Acha Brei D'Rava Masi Lo Mishpei D'Rabbi Elazar L'Kula. Rav Acha Brei D'Rava has this in the name of Rabbi Elazar L'Kula, right, a different form of the previous discussion, as follows. Kol Zeir Shava She'ena Mufnet Kol Iker L'Meidin Meshivin. Right, the first version said, if it's not open at all, you can't learn it, right, if it's mufne, eino mufne kol ikr, ein lemeid dem hemana. That's what the Brisa said before. And here, we bump it up one. Any gzeirah shava that's not open at all, you can learn it. You could just ask kashas on it if there's any differences. Lemeid dem meshivin. Mufne bitzad echad, l'rabbi shmol lemeid din ve'ein meshivin, l'rabbanan lemeid din umeshivin. According to the Rabbanan, so then gzeirah shava that's not open at all or open on one side, according to the Rabbanan, that's the same. We asked the Kasha Rabbi Shmuel before that level 2 and 3 are the same. Here, level 1 and 2 are the same for the Rabbanan. Mufne b'shteit tzadim, tevi akol lemeidin ve'im yeshivim. So the Gemara asked the parallel Kasha. Ole Rabbanan ma'ika be'mufne mitzadecha l'she'ena mufne kol ikr. What's the difference? Nafgamine echel mishkachas l'mufne mitzadecha v'she'ena mufne kol ikr. If you have a choice, you learn the stronger one. V'lav l'hai islei percha, v'lav l'hai islei percha, and neither of them have any strong chiluk between them, any kasha that you could ask. Shavkina sheni mufna kol ikr, v'ragamina mi mufna mitzad echad. Right, and therefore you would learn the one that is at least open on one side. V'acha mai percha ika, and just finishing up, what would be the percha? What would be the percha here that we would say that you shouldn't compare the two? Right, Rashi, Hacha Mayim Pircha Ika, third skinny line. Klomar, Ve'hacha B'gzeira Shava D'Tani A'adam Matshuva Ika. What is the question that you could have asked on these Gzeira Shavas? D'Ka'amr D'Nichal Chol Migmar Michaya. That Mufra B'chsteit Stadim. You'd rather learn from Chaya more than Tanin, because it's a stronger one and it protects against Kashas. What Kasha would you ask? What's the Kashas? The Gemara answers, Mishudika L'Mifrach Mala Adam Shkein Mitami Michayim. Because a person can be mekabel tuma when he's alive, when she's alive. A human being can become tame. An animal, a live animal, cannot become tame. A dead animal sometimes is mitame. But a live person is the only one that can become tame. And therefore, that would have been a kasha that we would have asked. And that's why we dashed it for behem and chaya, which is mufra mishteit tzadim, which is a strong type of gzeirah shava. Okay, stop there for a moment. But this is all number one. This is Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Reason number one. Basis number one for Rabbi Meir is that it is Gzeirah Shava. We compare Adam to Behema and Chaya. This whole Gemara in the world of Gzeirah Shava is, it's important to remember the general Gzeirah Shava comments that sometimes we make, the Ramban. The Ramban's comment, many Rishonim say it, but I often quote it from the Ramban. The Ramban here in Sefer HaMitzvahs is in Shorasheni. We know the Gemara tells us that a person ain't adam dam gzeirah shava me'atzmo. A person cannot don gzeirah shava by themselves. All the other ones we know is a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos and Sukkah, on daf lamed aleph. Whether what about hekish? What about smuchin? What about all the other ones? Gzeirah shava for sure, one cannot darshan on their own. Kal v'chomer, yes, because that's based on logic. But what about? But that's why it's the weakest one. Kal v'chomer. It's not based on mesora. It's based on logic, and that's why ain onshin min hadin. The Gemara says you can't give a punishment purely based on a kava chomer. One of the reasons that are given for that is because maybe there's a pircha, right? I'm saying a logical statement, but maybe you could say a logical statement a different way, and therefore it's not a kava chomer. So that's why you can't be punished based on a kava chomer, because maybe I'm wrong. Maybe my logic is wrong. There are other svaras given for that also. Remember the smag. The smag writes by Molech, the halacha is in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel or so, that if somebody gives some of their children to Molech for Chayav Misa, it's Avodah Zarah, but if somebody gives all their children to Molech, Pater. How can that be? Right, Kavachomer. Right, if you give some of your children, Kavachomer, all. So the Smag answers, Gadol Avonomin So. sometimes you can't say a Kal Vachomer because it's so stringent that this Avera, this punishment is not even going to be enough for you. God love it on itself. If you get Misa for Parsam, so surely, this is so beyond. Misa is not even going to help you. That's his Svara to explain the Gzeras HaKasav. Right, and the Kesef Mishnah uses that Smag, and the Marsha quotes that Smag on that Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Kesef Mishnah uses this in Ilchas Eidus also to explain Kasher Zama. Kasher Zama lo Kasher Asa. Right, if they only tried to cause the punishment, but if they were successful, so then they're Pater, God love it on and so. It's even beyond. So again, that's another reason why we wouldn't punish based on a Kal Vachomer. But again, a Kal Vachomer is what the Tanoim Darshan themselves. But Gzeres Shava has to be passed down. Why? So explains the Ramban. Ubegzeres Shava etzrichu bo kabbalah mifurashes mipnei shehu davar sheyachol ha'adam lidrosh bo kol hayom v'lister bo kol dini haTorah. If you can do it yourself, you can undermine the entire Torah. Ki hatevos yichpulu b'Torah kama pa'amim. It says the word Vayomer 100 times in the Torah. So, oh, it says Vayomer here. We can compare the two. No, you can't do that. Every time you have a large book, you can have words that repeat themselves. You can't just connect them stam. If you have a Mesorah that Hashem says to connect these words to Moshe Rabbeinu, so then fine. Ki efshar l'sefer gadol yos kulo b'milos mechudashos. V'tis parish zeb b'mekomos ben Talmud sha'amru adam dung kal v'chomer b'yatzmo v'in adam dung zeh reshava me'atzmo. El im king kibla me'rabo. K'moshe huskar... B'sheini shalanida yotasma beis u'mekom asacherim. Ready? Quotes the Gemara from a couple of days ago. Veheim omrim lishto krami nevelay sibakav achomer lefamim etarzim mosdas bekav achomer tarav pachasav lakro perkeza mekomon smicha v'chulu. And he continues. That's what the Ramban says in Shoresh Sheni. Why is this in Shoresh Sheni? What is Shoresh Sheni about? Remember, the Shoresh Sheni is huge. That's where the Ramban discusses. Do you count mitzvos based on drushas Chazal? There are many, the Rambam wrote his whole Sefer HaMitzvahs basically as an argument to the Bahag, who wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs, who counted many mitzvahs that the Rambam thought was, wrong, and that's the first shorish was, you don't count mitzvahs Drabanan. That's the first shorish of the Rambam, and the second shorish is, Ein Roy Limnos Kol Mashal Lameda Ba'achas Bishol Shesri Midos HaShatar Nireshes Bahen, Oberibui. You can have a Din Daraisa based on Drashas Chazal. But you can't have a mitzvah. One of the 613 is not going to be a mitzvah based on Drashos Chazal. Mashlo timseu kasuv b'Torah, v'timseu b'Talmud, shelimdu ba'achas b'shosh esrei midos, imbiro heim ba'atzmam v'amru, shezed gufatora, o shezed daraisa, roi lemnoso, shamakablim amru, shehu daraisa. If they say this is what the pasuk means, then okay. V'imlo yivaruzeh, v'lo dibrubo, hinehu d'rabbanan shein shem kasuv yorelov, He says, V'chei mana, he quotes many others, many examples. He says, you gotta know, if it's drush, based on a drusha, often it's not gonna be counted. It can be daraisa, but to count it as a mitzvah, it has to be something that is, mafurish b'Torah, and he continues. That's why the Ramban has that comment in this context. Good, that is all number one. All number one, drusha for Rabbi, reason for Rabbi Meir. Continuing now the Gemara, V'chei nam Rabbi Chia, Bar Abba Amr Rabbi Yochanan, similar, Hanna Tamid Rabbi Meir, Hovan Emer, but Yitzira Ka'adam. Same thing, because it says Yitzira Ka'adam, and therefore you have the Zira Shava. Amr Rabbi Ami, Elame Ata. So we asked before about Tanin, but now let's ask about something else. Elame Ata, Hamapelos Demus Har. If the mass looks like a mountain, Imo Tamei Aleda. Let the woman be Tamei Aleda. Shene Amar, because the Pazik says in Amos, Ki Yotzer Harimu, Vare Ruach. So he uses the word Yitzira by mountains. So if it looks like a mountain, she should also be Tamea. Amale Har Mikamaplis Evenu de Kamaplis. Hahu Gushikri. What comes out is not going to be a mountain. It's going to look like a stone from a mountain. But it's not going to look like a mountain, and if that's what it is, so then that's called a gush. And therefore, it's not going to be, like on technical reasons, you know, you don't have Yotzer, it's not going to look like a mountain, even though it says Yotzer by mountain. And it doesn't say Yitzira by Evan. So Elmeata, Hapelis Ruach, Te'imo Tamei Aleda, Hol V'Nemer Bo Bria Ka'adam, what about if it's just full of wind? Shtechsevu Borei Ruach, V'chitema Lo Mufna, and if you want to see that's not open, Me'hadle Lebichtav Yotzer Arim V'Ruach, V'chsevu Borei Ruach, Shavim Alafnuya, it is open. It is open, so why can't you say if a woman passes something that is full of ruach, that also should be tvei aleda? Answer, no. Amar lei, so more of a fundamental rejection. Done in divrei Torah, done in divrei Torah, done in divrei Kabbalah. Right, you can't learn Torah, a pasuk from Torah, from a pasuk from Navi, for a Gzeirah Shavah, for a hardcore Gzeirah Shavah that's going to teach us halacha. And therefore, it doesn't matter, even if it says, if you want to call it a har, it's not going to be good enough. Ask the Aruch HaNer, in the Havamina, that we said, oh, it should be Tamei Mishum Har. So you're going to give them, you may Zachar, you may Nekeva, if it's a har. You don't have male and female mountains. Right, so how would you, what's even the Havamina, what would you do? You do 7 and 33 or 14 and 66. Says the Aruch HaNer, Ula yesh lomar, kivan shegam habilti ba'alei chayim, nechlakim, b'lashen zachar ulenekeva, v'yachar dematzanu har b'lashen zachar, k'dechsev har agadol, u'beruach matzanu l'ashen zachar, v'nekeva, k'dechsev ruach gdola, v'chazak, shayach gam bahar, So, you would use the words that were used. Is it masculine or feminine? Lashon. The words. That would be the Havamina. So he says, Har would be Zachar, and Ruach could be Zachar or Nekeva. Maybe we'd give the Chumras of both. Anyway, that's the Aruch HaNer. The amazing source, though, on this Gemara is the Maariz Chayis. The Maariz Chayis here quotes the Yerushalmi. Right, the Gemara here asks, why don't you say the Drashas? The Gemara says, no, it's not a Har, it's an Evan. It's an Evan, and therefore it doesn't say Yetzirah by an Evan. If you look in the Maariz Chayis here, Anita, we mentioned this in a Parsha Shir many years ago. The Maariz Chayis here says, quoting the Yerushalmi, who quotes a different answer, Shaini hacha delo ksiv be Yetzirah mitchilas bir yaso. Doesn't say Yetzirah by Har from the beginning of its creation. And Vadavar Tzarach bir, what does that mean? Bikal makom nemar bo b'mikra lasha Yetzirah. It says it in Amos, so it doesn't say it by Maisa Bracious. It says in an Amos, the nearly the farish, diadua misipure koros hateva. He says, look in biology books. De betchilas habria haisa haaretz kaduris lagamre. When Hashem created the world, the earth was a perfect circle. No mountains, no valleys. It was smooth. It was smooth, says the Maariz Chayis. Velo haya lo har velo bika vitmuna. Zuhi tivis. Kamo called tzva shamayim. The Kfar Amar B'Yerushalmi, Perak Gimel Din Adarim, Ein Meruba Misheshim Ebreishis Mipnei. Right, the Yerushalmi points that out. In nature, there is nothing square. Like anything that grows, there is no plant that grows that's square. It's all oval. There are no corners. There are no corners. Everything that grows has soft angles. Right, it's oval. It's circular. It's long. Mipnei Ditzmuna Zui Ayoser Shlema. Not for now. V'yulam b'rabos hayamim, but after Hashem created the world in this perfect kaduri, smooth, over time, things happened on Earth. Volcanoes, things, explosions, and so things were changed, and mountains and valleys were formed. Ayedei haruchos hamistaros b'li hafsik, the wind. Vayedei hamabel, the mabel. Mayim asher nishave ba'aretz nistavchu mizeh harim ugva'os asher anu ro'im hayom b'tachtes aretz. Right, sometimes there are mountains underneath the ocean. There are trees underneath the ocean. Ilanos va'atsamos chayos shonos. Fossils of old animals. Because the land was totally different. Over time, when Hashem was creating the world, Maisa Bracious, the processes of nature totally affected the world differently. V'har b'mehem asher einam shlichim ba'aklimim halalu. There are some things you find underneath the water that you don't find anywhere else, any other climates. V'tzadku ma'od, divrei Yerushalmi. Shani yahach to lo nera bo yitzira mitchilas b'riyasa is exactly what the Yerushalmi means. Har lo haya b'tchilas b'riyaklal. Rak nishavu achar kach b'meshach hazman. Veino nofel alav lashin yitzira u'briya. Rak ha'idei ishtalshalus chukei ateva asher chakak Hashem b'mazeh b'reishas. V'heima misuvavim rechokim. So that's the Yerushalmi he quotes here. So what about, right, it says in Noach already that the water covered the mountains. Water covered the mountains. But again, by Noach already 10 generations in, so things were affected. Especially the it only says the mountains, once the Mabel started. So again, it could be, the first 10 generations. During that time, people lived till 800 years old. Things were different then. People were different, the land was different, the climates were different. So therefore, that's the Yerushalmi quoted here in the Maariz Chayis on this line of a parallel answer to this question about Yotzer Harim. Also, the last line is, we can't learn Divrei Torah from Divrei Kabbalah. There's a different significance and authority of a pasuk in the Torah and a pasuk in Chumash. Right? The Navi is called Divrei Kabbalah. Again, that's a strong, a Din D'Rabbanan learned out from Navi is called Divrei Kabbalah. That's strong. Sometimes you could have a din d'oraisa learned out from different called different Kabbalah. Right, sometimes different Kabbalah is used as to mean just drushas chazal. Right, the Rambam in many different places, a lot of controversy. Right, first different Kabbalah, divrei sofrim, different lashonos. Right, the Rambam b'Hilchos Ishus has a famous formulation that causes much controversy. But divrei Kabbalah is what Navi is usually called. Why is it called divrei Kabbalah? What's Kabbalah? Mesorah. So if you look at Rabbeinu Peretz, first daf in Baba Kama. It says they are divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Nevi'im karele divrei Kabbalah. Why are Nevi'im called divrei Kabbalah? Al two deus. He says, number one, sha Nevi'im kovlim. Kovel is to rebuke and scream. So what do Nevi'im do most of the time? They screamed at us that we're doing wrong. So the Nevi'im kovlim v'tzawakim al tzaras haniros lem b'chazon. They scream about tzaras that they see. Kidim mitargaminim im sa'ok yitzak elai. The pasuk, I think, in Mishpatim. Im kabel yikavel. So Yitzhak is Lashem is crying and screaming. They scream about Tochacha, they scream about the Tzaras that they see. That's Kabbalah, from the word Kovel. And number two, which is probably the more Pashup Shad, is this is the Mesorah, the Kabbalah. Kabbalah Shekulam Kiblu Nevuasa Mimoshe Rabbeinu B'Sinai. Right? They were Makabel this. It wasn't directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, but they were Makabel it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Mesorah that they have. 2 days of Divrei Kabbalah. Chachmas Betzalel also here, Betzalel Ranshberg in the Sefer, talks about the status of Divrei Kabbalah, and he quotes Gzeira Shavis based on Kabbalah's, okay, we're not going to read it now, he talks about Tanoim versus Amoraim. Is there any difference in the power of the Mesorah? But again, we'll move on. But that's here, if you want to look it up, in the Chachmas Betzalel. Good, let's continue. Number two, second wide line. Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Rav Yochanan. Hainu tamid Rabbi Meir, different source. Why does Rabbi Meir say that if the mass looks like an animal, a behem of a chaya, it's tamei leida? Not because of a pasik, but because there's a similarity between them and people. Hol veineim demomos kishel adam. Eyes of the chayas and the behemis look like people, human eyes. Elamayata apel demos nachash etimot mei leida. So what about a snake? So if it looks like a snake, the woman should be tamei leida. Hov agagal eino agula kishel adam. Because we're going to learn later on also, because the pupil of its eye is similar to the shape of a human, and that's a nachash. That's not a behema or a chaya. V'chitim achinami l'si nachash. If it's true, it should say nachash. Itani nachash. If it's true, and it just maybe there's a reason why it didn't say it in the Mishnah. Itani nachash hava mina benachash udupligi rabban aleid Rabbi Meir. If it would have said nachash in the Mishnah, I would have thought. Only by Nachash do the Rabbanan argue and say, it's for sure not Tameh. To lo ksiv be Yitzira, because that doesn't have any Yitzira. Avol behemah v'chaya lo pligi, to ksiv be Yitzira. But I would have thought then that by other behemahs and chayos, it would be, the Rabbanan would agree, Tameh. That's why you can't say Nachash. So maybe Nachash is included, but it can't say Nachash because then you would have thought that the Rabbanan would agree by behemahs and chayos, and they don't. The Gemara says, v'hanka b'mumin k'tanila, but 1 second. We're saying here that an animal's eye is similar to a human eye, and that would be why we want to compare it. But don't we know that it says in Bechoros, describing a balmum of a Kohen, v'agabe mumin k'tani la, esha gagal eino agul kishel adam, if the, talks about the movement of people, movement of animals. So if the animal's eye looks like a human eye, it says that's a mum. So you see, it's not normal to have that type of eye similar. It depends if it's the eyeball or if it's the socket of the eye. The eyeball is similar, but the socket is not similar. Okay, fine. That is all number two. Number three, Rabbi Yane Omar, Hanatam and Rabbi Meir. Hol ve'eneim holchos lefneim kishal adam. Animals, behemoths and chayos, and people have their eyes in front of them, not on the side of them. And that's a similarity enough to say that tmei leida. V'hari ov de'ein einav holchos lefanav. V'kama Rabbi Meir de'tame. What about a bird? Rabbi Meir in his Torah says it includes behemos, chayos, and ophos. And birds don't have their eyes in front. Birds, they have their eyes on the side. Amar Abaya, v'kaya v'kipufa. Specific types of animals that have their eyes, birds that have their eyes in front. Maybe it's like an owl. Rashi says, of hatso'ek balayla upanav domel chatul. Right, sometimes people call an owl a cat bird, because it has a ve'inav lefanav. So it's talking about a type of bird that has eyes in front, and that would be similar to humans. V'shar ofos lo, asks the Gemara, but other birds not. Rabbi Meir only includes that type of bird which the eyes are in front, but not others. V'ofos lo, meizver b'chanina ben Antigonus or b'chanina or omer nirin di Rabbi Meir behema v'chaya. V'divrei chachamim v'ofos. Rabbi Chanina made the following statement. I like Rabbi Meir's opinion when it comes to behemas and chayas, and the chachamim when it comes to birds. So my ofos, which birds are we talking about? Ilema bakaria v'kipufa, is it like we just suggested? That when it says ofos, it only means these two. So then the question is, so why is it that Rabbi Meir only says tamei aleda because ofos, their eyes are in front of them, kishel adam, kari v'kipufa nami? So kari v'kipufa also. So why would there be a chilik between Rabbi Chanina likes one shita and not the other shita, but they're all similar? If the reason that Rabbi Meir says it is because the eyes are in front, then ofos, in that context, should be in the same category as behemoth zachayas. Elop shita b'shar ofos. It must be there's a difference between them, and therefore it's talking about shar ofos. By shar ofos, that's what Rabbi Chanina says. I like Rabbi Meir by behemoth zachayas, because, and I don't like Rabbi Meir, I like the Rabbanan by all ofos. Michal de Rabbi Meir, palik b'shar ofos, which is mashba that Rabbi Meir himself says the shita by all ofos. So Gemara says, Chisir Mechzer Vachiktani. Really, there's words missing in the statement of Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina, Ben Antigonus, or Ben Gamliel, Omer, Nivrin Divri, Rabbi Meir, Bebehem of Achayev, Uadin Lakari Vikipufa. Rabbi Chanina likes Rabbi Meir's opinion by all animals that have their eyes in the front. V'divri Chachamim, Bishar Ofos. Shaf Rabbi Meir, Lo Nechlach, Imar Mela, Bakari Vikipufa. Aval Bishar Ofos, Modi Luhu. So he says, because even the Rabbi Meir didn't say a shita by Karya, only said a shita by Karya b'kibufa. But by Ara Ofos, he agrees. V'atanya, and we have a brisa that supports this. Continue. Actually not, a question. V'atanya, Omer Ablazer Bar Tzadok, Kamapel has been behem achaya, Lira Meir Vlad, Lira Chachamim Eino Vlad. Uba Ofos, Tibadek. That's the lashon of the brisa, check it out. So Ulaman, who do you have to check it out for? Tibadek. Lav ledivrei Rabbi Meir to Amar Kai v'kibuf in Shav Ofos lo. Oh, so this Batanya is trying to bring a proof, but we're going to reject it in a second. So doesn't this prove, if it's Tibadek, it's according to Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir says, check out which type of bird. And it's true that Rabbi Meir only says Tame by certain birds, but the Kai v'kibuf, and therefore this would be a raya to what we just said of the Chesura Mechsera. Rabbi says, no, Amar Vacha Breda Ravika lo. Tibadik l'Rabbanan, it could be according to Rabbanan, you have to check it out. The Amri, Kari v'kibufa in Shar Ofos lo. Maybe they would, that the Rabbanan, who say this chilek, umayisha kari v'kipufa mi behema v'chaya. So then the question is, the Rabbanan would agree by kari v'kipufya, but they didn't agree by behemas and chayas. There's something about these two birds that are closer to human beings than even behemas and chayas? Gemara answers, yeah. Ho v'yishlam l'sasas ka'adam. They have certain types of cheeks like a person, unlike all other animals, and therefore maybe you could say, you could have said that the Chacham would agree there by the Tumas Leida. Okay, period. Relating now, once we're talking about types of fetuses or matters inside that look like animals, so we'll go into other related halachos. According to Rabbi Meir, who says if the Vlad looks like a behema, there's Tumas Leida. Kibel ba avia kiddushin mahu. We know from elsewhere that a father could accept kiddushin from a man. A man can marry a ketana, not only a ketana, a man can marry a fetus. So that Rambam, they should do kiddushin again, just in case, afterwards, as long as hukar ha'ubar, as long as it's after 3 months. But can you marry this type of fetus? If a mayor calls it a leda, so is she subject to kiddushin? Again, not that everybody would do this, but we're just trying to figure out the status. How alive is this? It's called a leda, but does that mean that it has a status of an adam? Right, that's what Gemara is really asking. In terms of kiddushin, so Gemara says, l'may nafkamina, litzrei bachosa. Right, l'may nafkamina, to aser, or sister. We know a man is also to marry two sisters, right? So, litzrei bachosa. So is she alive to be considered a marriage to aser lachosa? So Tosfos also adds in, le'idyin gufa lo boyim habal lechayim shemeshes isho imchayev haharga depshita li'dein achaya gimel shanim. She's not going to live. She'tebas bia. She's not going to live 3 years and three. You can't have a ma'isa bia with this matter. Mi'avi matzi li'boyim aroveh chayev skila k'din habal abehema. Right? It could be there's, there are other nafkaminas, not a maisabiyah, but in terms of revia. Okay, but anyway, the Gemara says, Lameimar Dechaya, what, you think she's gonna live? And that's what you're asking this kasha about a halachic nafkamina of Amar Yudamar Rav, Lo Amar Remeir Elohol Ubemino Miskayim. Rav says, Remeir only said this because Bemino Miskayim, right, Rashi? Bemino Kogon Behema Gemura Miskayemes. Ubemino de Miskayim Ava Iulo. Right, only in the world of animals, this type of animal could live. This is an animal, but in the human being world, it's not going to live. So what kind of question is that? He was just trying to bring him a little levity. Right, we're talking about this heavy-duty Hilchas Nida Leda. He's like, oh, could you marry, call it a Leda? Can you marry this woman? But he didn't really mean it as a serious question. He wanted to give a little schok to Rabbi Zeira. Rashi, lidei gichuch, schok b'kol tachbulos halal, lo'asar yom b'yirbi, lo'havi l'Rabbi Zeira lidei schok. Rabbi Zeira was a little, seems like, very serious. A little focused, and he wanted to lighten him up a little bit. He wanted to lighten him up, right, to usher, and why was Rabbi Zeira so serious? To usher lo'adam l'shema, l'schok piv, bolamazeh, remeir machre tvei. He was pretty serious, and that's why Rabbi Yirmiya sometimes tried to lighten him up. Ready? Rashi is quoting the Gemara in Brachas, the beginning of the fifth parak. What does it say there? It talks about how they used to break a glass at the weddings. Why? Right? When are we going to have Mali Schok? Only in the future. Right? And that's what Tosfos there quotes, the minhag of breaking a glass at weddings comes from that Gemara. But again, it says that he was trying to cheer him up. So interestingly, the same Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Zeira appear in that Gemara also, bottom of Laman of Beis, beginning of the parak. Rabbi Yirmiya have Yosef Kamed Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiya was sitting in front of Rabbi Zeira, the opposite. Right? Chazia Tahavika Badach Tuva. Rabbi Zeira saw that Rabbi Yirmiya was a little too serious. Oh, I'm sorry, a little too levity. Which is exactly the opposite here. Right? Rabbi Yirmiya thought that Rabbi Zeira was too serious. He was trying to cheer him up a little bit. Say here, in this Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiya Aviyasakame to Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiya was sitting. So, Amarle, Becholatsev Ye Mutarksiv. Right? You have to, gotta be serious, according to him a pasuk. Amarle, I'm not filling Manachna. Don't worry, I'm wearing filling. That's a mysterious Gemara. End of story. What does that mean? And the same story happened with Abaye and Rabbah, the previous line. What does it mean, I'm not tefillin menachla? What does that mean? So, how does that stop the levity? For the Maritz Chayis, second Maritz Chayis of the day. Maritz Chayis of the Gemara says, oh, that's where the Rambam gets it from. The Rambam in Ilchas Tefillin. The Rambam says they're an amazing, beautiful Rambam, but the Mefarshim don't know where he gets it from. The Rambam says, Kozman, what is it? The end of Hilchos Tefillin, right? Where he talks about the status of what Tefillin does to you. Shekol Zman Shatefillin Barosh Shel Adam Vishal Zro Hu Anav Yirei Shemayim and Nimshach Pesicha Betela Vina Mahar Vachshavas Rose. So where do you get that from? Says Maris Chai. Says Gemara. Because when you wear Tefillin, you're already in a you have a protective shield on you, so you won't have too much schok, right? And that's this Gemara. But again, that's Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi. And Rabbi Zeira, the Achronim point out Rabbi Zeira in many examples in Shas was on the more serious side, right? The Ritva here also, the Ritva discusses what kind of try to cheer him up with a Torah question. The Ritva says here, Miyu lavla meimra de bechi had bidichusa aser the regili burabanan. Don't think that it's aser to have any little levity because of that Gemara. Says the Ritva, it's a balance. Right, you find many places, right? You started off with something lighter, so you got to find a balance between in life. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Gufa, Amar Bila Marav, Lo Amar Rabbi Meir Ela Hol Amina Miskayim, like we just quoted before. Rabbi Meir says the fetus that looks like the animal will be tame because bimino miskayim. Doesn't mean that this baby is going to live. Just means that in its type, it's miskayim, and therefore it's something significant, and therefore it's going to make the woman tame later. Amar Rav Yirmiya midifti afanana mitanina. I also learned it in the following source that the baby doesn't live. On the side, right, we have Vlad Ma'alia, but again, the Mishnah takes it out. Divrei Rabbi Meir, the Gemara here does not quote the first part of the Mishnah in Becharos. The Mishnah in Becharos discusses that there are different types of firstborns. There are some firstborns for all intents and purposes, for Bachor, for Yerusha. There are some for none, there are some for one and not for the other. So the first part of this Mishnah, Rameir and Chacham are talking about a case of what is a Bachor LaNachla and not a Bachor LaKohen. He does not need Pidyon HaBen, but he's a Bachor for getting a double portion. So it explains, I'm reading Rashi, Mapeles, Min Behema Chayva Of, Haba Acharav Bachor LaNachla. If this type of Leida occurs, then the son born afterwards is a Bechor L'Nachla. Why? Because the first baby that came out is not a Bechor L'Gabi Nachla. It's not going to live. So just like we said here that this baby is not going to live, so too there, Remeir agrees to that. Even though he says it's a Leida, but the following is still going to be a Bechor because the first one was not going to live. The Chachamim say it does not poter what comes after it, right, for Pidyon HaBen, unless it has a Tzuras Adam. If it's a flattened baby, Oshilya, or an afterbirth, Oshriya, Merukah, Vayosim, Mechutach, Habach, Harav, all these, Bechor L'Nachla, Vein Bechor L'Kohen. All these, if a woman has this type of birth, so then any baby afterwards would be a Bechor L'Nachla, and not a Bechor L'Kohen, right? No Pidyon HaBen, but we'll get a double portion. And if really these Mapelas, Behema Chayva Of, would live, so then why would you say the one afterwards would it be a Bechor L'Nachla? The first one was a Bechor L'Nachla. It's already given out the double portion. So it must be, this Mishnah proves, like we said here, like the statement of Rav Yehuda Marav, Rebbeinu is only talking about birth. A birth, Tumas Leida, but not Chaye. So our answer is Amarava, maybe not, La'olam Dechai, that's not a proof from that Mishnah. Really, maybe it could live, but still the next one's going to be a Bechor L'Nachla. Because there's another requirement by Nachla. Peshani Asam, the Amar Kra Reishis Ono. The Halacha by a double portion is it has to be Reishis Ono, the first of the strength of the person, but we darshan on that. Misha Libo Dave Olav. Only a child which the father would mourn for. This type of child, which was basically not even alive when it started, so then that the father wouldn't have the level of avelus that's required to create a nachla. To create a nachla going to him, and therefore the next one is going to be a Bechor L'Nachla. Okay, we try to bring a raya from that Mishnah in Becharos, and we answered by saying maybe there are different categories in Halacha, and therefore different requirements for each one. There's Tumas Leida, there's Nachla, there's Pidyon HaBen, and there are different rules in each one to what's called a Bechor, and therefore there's no Rai. Period. Boy, Mine, Rav Ada Bar Ava, Me Abaya, La Remeir, Da Amar, Behem, Me Imo, Vlad Ma'al Yehu. Again, in Konitz Rabbi Meir, that a shape of a Behema, if it looks like a Behema, Behema, Me Isha, Vlad Ma'al Yehu, in terms of being considered a birth, right? What happens if the opposite? Adam b'me'ayibehema, my. If we're saying that a baby in a human that looks like an animal is called a birth, so what about a human inside an animal? Right? An animal that looks like a human, my. Right, Rashi? Shachta umatza batamuz adam. You shecht an animal and you find a fetus that looks like a person. So my. Well, my nafkamina lishtaruya b'achila. Are you allowed to eat it? Are you allowed to eat this animal that looks like a person inside? V'tiv shalei mehas. The Gemara says, why don't you prove it from the following? Rabbi Yochanan. Dam Rabbi Yochanan. Hashokhanaz behemo basa badamus yona asura b'achila. Even if it looks like a bird, it's asur to eat. Surely if it looks like a human. No, hachi ashta. No, there's a difference. Hasam lo parsos ika v'lo parsa ika. Remember, what makes an animal kosher? Split hooves. A bird doesn't have split and doesn't have hooves. Right, a soul. Hacha nihita parsos leka parsa mi'ika. A human being doesn't have split, but it has a soul, which is more similar. So in Akhenami, it could be that an Adam is more similar to a Behema than a Yonah. And that's why the Gemara still asked the question, but the Gemara did not give an answer. Didn't give an answer. Even if, let's say it was not considered an animal, so it's an Adam. Major discussion in the Rishonim. The Isser of cannibalism. Achilas Adam, Isser of Besar Adam. So what level of Isser is that? Pasha's according to most Rishonim, it is less than, again, it might be more Chil Hashem, disgusting, but Pikuach Nefesh, Rahman al-Islam, there are stories in history, right? It's in the Tochacha. But, you know, what Pasha's Nevela is worse, in terms of the Avera Shebo. There are some Rishonim that say it's not Asa Daraisa at all. The Rambam holds it in Isser Aseh. The Rambam is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch discusses this, but the Rambam talks about it in Hilchos Yisur, in Machalos Asuros. The Rambam says, Ha'adam, Even though the man is called a nefesh chaya in Bereishis, it doesn't mean that they're a chaya. Lefichach eino belosa asei. They're not included in the losa asei of eating psar chaya. V'yochel mipsar adam o michelbo beim enachay ben amanameis eino loke. There's no losa asei, says the Rambam. Aval asar hu ba'asei. It's an Isra say, Sharimana Kasuf Shivas Minichaya, because the Torah lists off seven chayos for Amur Bahen, Zosa Chaya Shar Tochlu. And Kol Shuhu, Ha Kol Shuhu Chutzmeyan Lo Tochlu, Vava Bamachal say, I say. That is the Rambam, it's an Isra say, Daraisa. The Ravid asks, he doesn't think it's even an Isra say. The Ravid asks from a Gemara in Ksubis and Daf Samach, the Magad Mishnah and others discuss this, but the Ramah discusses this. The Ramah, in Yaredeya, Simonai and Tess, quotes the other Rishonim. Psar Adam Asr La'achlo Min HaTorah, says the Ramah. The Shach explains, Pirish Ba'aseh Avalo B'Lav, like the Rambam. It's an Aseh. It's an Isra Aseh and not a Lav. Well, Ma'ari Adam, and he quotes here, it's only talking about Basar Min HaChai, because if it's Basar Min HaMeis, it's Asr Ba'ano anyway, Midaraisa. Psar Adam, that a person died, a Meis is Asr Ba'ano. Right, we can have the Girishava to Egla Rufa, so that's a separate Isser. So if you're saying it's only limited in that way, so it would have to be Psar Adam Min HaChai. Vayter, Chacham Omrim Kol She'ein Bo V'chul. The Chachamim say, if it doesn't look like a person, it's not Tomei Leida. Period. There are cases, by the way, of deformed babies. What do? There's a case, famous tshuva, not famous, but it's tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov in the beginning, Chelek Aleph Simen Dalet, about, he said he heard about a two-headed baby that was born somewhere. He says, I don't know about it, but let me talk about halacha. What do you do about tefillin? What do you do about, you know, different, you know, so there are, Rahman al-Islam, mutations. There are cases that come up in the world. But again, what do you do? Various halacha, but that's what he discusses, but a lot of these deformed. Amar Yerbayam Amar Avakol Modim Gufo Taish Upan of Adam Adam. Everybody agrees that if the guf is, again, we're talking about these deformed, cases. If the guf looks like an animal, a tayesh, v'upan of Adam Adam, then you go after the tsuras panim. Gufo Adam upan of tayesh v'lo klum. But the opposite, you wouldn't. Lo nechleku ella, what's the machlokes between the chachamim and the Rabbi Meir? Lo nechleku shapan of Adam v'nivra b'ayin achas kebehema. The face is like Adam, but it only has one of its eyes. Looks like a behema. That's the machlokas according to Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Amar Rav. Shemeir Amar Mitzuras Adam. Some of it looks like an Adam. That's good enough. Pacham Omrim Kol Tzuras Adam. No, it all has to look like an Adam. And therefore, it's not called a Leida. Amar Lo Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Va'ifcha Tanya. But we learned the same Shita, but the opposite Drasha. Shemeir Omer Kol Tzuras. Kol doesn't mean all, but it means any. Any Tzura is good enough. Pacham Omrim Mitzuras. Chum say, at least half. Mitzuras. So, Amalui, Tanya. Okay, I stand corrected. Meaning, if that's how they darshan, the sheetahs didn't change. But just how they darshan the pasuk changed, okay, I believe you. Amar Yeriyababa, Amar Yochanan, Metzach Vagvinim Vainayim. The forehead, the eyebrows, the eyes, Valasasas, Vagabos Hazakain, Achi Kulam Ke'echad. Right, all of these, it has to be all, right, Rashi, Kulam Ke'echad, according to the Rabbanan. Right, as we just, as we're about to explain, they have to have both sides of the face, everything looking like a human, in order for it to have Tumas Leita. Rava Amar Chasa, Chasa is a person's name, Meitzach Vagaban Vahayin, Vahaleses Vagabas Hazokain, Singularji Kulam Ka'achas. Only mentions one. Velo Pligi, Hakamad Amar Kulturas, Hakamad Amar Mitzuras. Okay, not a machlokas here. Either they're explaining Kulturas and Mitzuras, meaning they're explaining within the Rabbanan or explaining for Rabbi Meir. Again, Rashi and the others talk about what this line means. Meisvei just finishing up. Tzuras Panim Sha'amra Filu Partsuf Echad Min Ham Partsufin Chutz Min Ozen. Sounds like the Partsuf, even just one, except for the ear is not going to be enough of a connection to a human. But it sounds like any part of the face. Lameimer de michanami sagi, right? The kashan rover b'shem chasa. Who, well, can see here, you don't even need half. You just need one limb, except the ear. Just need one limb. So Amar Abaye kitanya hi la'akev tanya. That's even one limb that's not human-like is enough latahir. Ukamanda Amar Kotsuras, like the one that says you need all. If you buy the same, all the Kamanda Amar Mitsuras, and my Echad, right? Echad means one of each, meaning a full side. So it can mean half, like Chasa said. Amar Rava, Nivra Bayin Achas Ubiyarech Echad Min Hatzad. If he's only Nivra with one right? But it's supposed, it's supposed to be minatzad imo tameya, beemsa imo tahora. Amar Rava, veshto nakuv imo tameya. If a baby is born with a closed esophagus, imo, a nakuv, it has a hole in it, imo tameya, that is called a leida, it is called an esophagus. It's just a trefa. Veshto atum imo tahora. But if it's closed up, the baby wouldn't be able to live, imo tahora. And then she is tar. Right, Rashi quotes the Yovitzmeya, assuming Shreifa Chaya, but closed would be Tahora. Okay, there's a lot more here, a couple of the Chashuke Chemet, a couple of them here at the end of the daf, but we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, tomorrow will be put up from the last cycle, and Hashem will continue after Shabbos. Okay, everybody should have a good day.